This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for people who love to eat. Writer Juno Diaz has moved into literary rock star status with his latest book, This Is How You Lose Her. Born in the Dominican Republic, raised poor in New Jersey, now Juno is a professor of creative writing at MIT. He holds a Pulitzer, a MacArthur Genius Grant, and an armload of other awards. He writes about Dominican immigrants, people figuring out their lives while they're halfway between memories of their homeland and the realities of a supposed promised land. Juno's still part of the Dominican community in northern Manhattan. It's where he loves to eat and be. Juno Diaz, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you talk a lot about El Alto. You've written about it, and you've talked about the food there. Tell me what the food is like.
Well, I mean, we're talking about a really big neck of the Manhattan woods. And, you know, we have a very large, very dynamic, very diverse community. There's a ton of Caribbean restaurants. So it's kind of a great place to eat if you're a Caribbean food type person.
And I gather you are definitely a Caribbean food type person.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would be even if I wasn't from the Caribbean, given the way my palate runs. But, you know, this is what ends up happening when both your parents were really good cooks. And myself, if I'm looking for Caribbean food, I think a great test is can the restaurant cook or even have on the menu goat? Goat is a tough dish, man. Prepare goat well, very, very tough. You know, and some of the old standards in Caribbean food, I'm kind of a pollo guisao man, so the brown stewed chicken, which is common throughout the Caribbean. There's chillo con coco, which is a snapper with a kind of a coconut sauce, which more borderlines on a soft curry.
Uh-huh.
This is a dish that was brought to the Dominican Republic from the Anglophone Caribbean. A lot of folks from Barbados, a lot of folks from St. Thomas, were brought to the Dominican Republic to work in the cane fields. So, you know, they brought their cuisine as well.
So, talking about this time of year, what food for you right now means the holidays, means Christmas?
Yeah, no, that's a wonderful question. When my mom and her sisters, when they cook their large holiday meal, it's something to behold because they cook such a wide spread of dishes. It's almost as if they're afraid to miss a food group or miss, you know, someone might miss something. I mean, I think of my mom's pernil, what we would call the pork shoulder, something that she takes days in preparing. This is an essential product. When I think of the way that my mom will roast three or four chickens on top of a turkey and then stuff both with all sorts of things, but including pork. I mean, my mom will take shredded pork and stuff a damn chicken with it, you know. There's got to be at least two or three rice dishes. There has to be at least three forms of plantain. My mom, if she doesn't prepare two kinds of yuca, something is wrong. She prepares pasteles.
Are those the little pies?
Yeah.
It's like an empanada?
I mean, exactly. But these pasteles, they're boiled. These are really a great holiday tradition. So, you know, your mom will prepare like 200 of them. Depending on what the way you're making them, my mom would make them with a kind of a mashed plantain. In the center, there would be meat. They would be wrapped in leaf, and they would be tied and then boiled.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And these things are really, really the basic staple of the holidays. And everyone claims that their recipe for pasteles is the best. But what's awesome is that you will, like, take 10, 15, 20, pass them on to your neighbors. Your neighbors will pass on 10. It is really the most extraordinary culinary currency in the Caribbean and something you just look forward to. And every family has their trademark. You know, I can detect my mom's pasteles at, you know, you can put one of her pasteles in the middle of 5,000, have me sample all of them, and I can pick out my mom's, my aunt's, my neighbors, my ex-girlfriends, you know, because they're really, really individual. Then there's a kind of a grain product called chen chen. People from my part of the country, kind of a, if you would think of a sort of a rural Dominican form of a polenta, is chen chen. And that gets served up with goat. As you can tell, I'm like, me and goat, we have a special relationship.
I gathered that.
And not everyone can eat it. I have to tell you, it's if you don't grow up with goat, it might be a little rough.
I don't know. It's getting to be pretty popular. And I think, you know, when you think about the holidays, it's always about what you grew up with, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's part of sitting down and sharing a meal with family, with the community, is that food is a remarkable bonding force. When I think of that state that we love to achieve, a state where you're together with people that you love, that you care about, or your relatives, and, you know, for a shining evening or for a shining day, you're able to achieve communion, this kind of peace with each other, this kind of sharing, this kind of communication, this kind of just being in each other's presence. And I think what helps us to achieve that is the dishes that we grew up with, the dishes that are familiar, the dishes that have always meant solidarity and family. And let me tell you, after a tough year, nothing lifts the spirit, nothing lifts the soul like attempting to achieve communion. And what better way than to eat a whole bunch of awesome foods that say family, say community, say home, say love.
Juno, you are so right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, happy holidays.
And to you. Juno Diaz is author of This Is How You Lose Her.